In the first section of these videos, we saw how Allah is our creator. He has authority over us, caring for all our needs, and only seeks our benefit out of His mercy. As a result, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Only on Allah do the believers rely and trust. Trust in Allah doesn't mean to sit back and let Him do all the work. Rather, it requires me to work within the system He has created. I have to drink this glass of water to quench my thirst, and I have to board this plane to reach the other side of the world. However, in both cases, whilst I'm doing what I'm supposed to naturally be doing, in my heart I rely only on Allah for my thirst to be quenched and me reaching my destination safely. You can check how beautifully Prophet Yaqub in verse 67 of Surah 12 makes a strategy, but through this strategy shows his trust in Allah. In other words, Allah has created a system with rules, causes and effects. Some of these we understand, but many of them are beyond our reach. And as such, if we were to listen to Allah's guidelines, follow His instructions, then we definitely will be able to use the system to reach our perfection and eternal happiness. This is what this verse wants to say. In yansurkumullah, if Allah helps you, فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ, then nothing can really go wrong. However, if I ignore Allah's instructions and prefer to do that which gives me worldly pleasures, then وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ, if Allah abandons you and leaves you to yourself, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, then who will come to help you after him? The Messenger of Allah has a very intriguing description of the person who trusts. لَمْ يَرْجُوا وَلَمْ يَخَفْ سِوَى اللَّهِ, he doesn't hope or fear other than Allah. Hope is a feeling of wanting to reach a beneficial goal, and fear is a feeling of facing difficulties. Since we understand that everything is dependent on Allah and that He has created the system, we realize if I follow His instructions, I'm sure to reach my goal and be able to overcome any difficulties, and thus my entire hope and fear is in Allah. We often hear about self-confidence. From what we understood in this video, self-confidence is in fact achieving our potential and ambitions through relying on Allah. This trust really brings amazing strength in us.